China's accusation that the U.S. is destabilizing the global semiconductor supply chain through export controls represents more than diplomatic rhetoric. It signals a fundamental breakdown in the integrated tech ecosystem that has driven global growth for decades. Beijing's Commerce Ministry condemned Washington's move to close loopholes allowing AI chip sales to Chinese subsidiaries abroad, showing how quickly this technological Cold War is escalating.
The loophole closure is significant because it shows the Biden administration's semiconductor restrictions are actually working. Chinese companies had found ways to acquire advanced AI chips through overseas subsidiaries, but now the U.S. is systematically blocking those workarounds. This forces China to either develop domestic alternatives or accept technological constraints that could limit their AI development.
TSMC CEO's statement that he'd like to raise chip prices amid AI boom reveals the supply-side pressure building in this industry. When the world's largest contract chip manufacturer is publicly discussing price increases, it indicates demand is exceeding production capacity by substantial margins. Higher chip prices would flow through to every technology product globally.
Cerebras CEO's claim that his firm works with all AI players except NVIDIA highlights how quickly the competitive landscape is fragmenting. Cerebras makes specialized AI training chips that compete directly with NVIDIA's GPUs, and their explicit exclusion of NVIDIA from partnerships suggests the AI chip market is becoming balkanized along technological and strategic lines.
Google's quiet staff cuts in cloud and cybersecurity units seem counterintuitive during an AI boom, but they actually reflect strategic repositioning. Google is likely consolidating resources toward AI development and away from traditional cloud services that face intense competition from Amazon and Microsoft. The cybersecurity cuts are more concerning given rising threats.
Jane Street's decision to build its own data center represents a broader trend of financial firms bringing critical infrastructure in-house. High-frequency trading requires microsecond latencies that commercial cloud providers can't guarantee. But when major trading firms start building private infrastructure, it could fragment financial markets in ways that reduce transparency and increase systemic risk.
The IBM AT&T whistleblower case, alleging that both companies hid foreign cyber attacks from the U.S. government to protect federal contracts, shows how cybersecurity concerns are intersecting with procurement processes. If major government contractors are concealing security breaches, it undermines the entire framework for protecting critical infrastructure.
Databricks CEO's decision to delay their IPO, calling 2026 a terrible year, provides insight into how tech companies are reassessing market conditions. Databricks is one of the most valuable private companies in the AI space, but their IPO postponement suggests even high-quality AI companies are concerned about market receptivity.
Anthropic's clarification that it has no internal AI token use leaderboard appears to be responding to concerns about competitive dynamics within the company. The fact that they felt compelled to make this statement publicly suggests there were questions about how they're tracking or incentivizing AI usage among their own researchers.
What we're witnessing is the fragmentation of what was once a relatively integrated global technology ecosystem. U.S.-China semiconductor restrictions, competitive battles between chipmakers, companies building private infrastructure, and cybersecurity breaches hidden to protect contracts all point toward a less collaborative, more fragmented tech environment.
The broader implications extend beyond technology companies themselves. As semiconductor supply chains become more geopolitically constrained, as chip prices rise due to supply-demand imbalances, and as companies retreat into private infrastructure silos, the costs and complexity of technology deployment will increase across every industry that depends on digital systems, which is essentially every industry.
This fragmentation also creates new vulnerabilities. When everyone used common platforms and suppliers, security and reliability issues could be addressed systematically. As companies and countries build separate, incompatible technology stacks, we'll have more potential points of failure and fewer mechanisms for coordinated responses to threats or disruptions.